Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. We're currently locking loans in the low threes and even down in the twos. If you've been sitting on the fence, it's time to make your move. Let's get you locked in now before it's too late. Apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right now. Here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and Doug 105.7 HD2. Ryan. I'm Charlie Marlowe, filling in for local broadcast hero Tim McKernan. We have Doug Vaughn, and Doug, to your left it is, Jay Jr.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
You look better every day. You really do.
Would you say such a thing?
You do. You got a youthful look to you.
Oh, you do. You have a nice polo shirt, and it's celebrating your dad's weekend at Mizzou. How was dad?
Was that a fraternity thing, or what is that?
Just a shirt I grabbed out of the back of the closet. That's all.
I thought that might have been your favorite shirt.
Significance to it? No.
No.
Okay.
Let's really delve into it.
There's not a whole lot to delve into. It was a dad's weekend last year. They said, "Will you buy a shirt?" Okay, I'll buy a shirt, and I put it at the back of the closet. I don't wear it a lot, but every now and then I say, "Hey, what'll I wear today? What'll I wear? Oh, there's a shirt I don't usually wear. I'll wear that. I'm just going to the radio station, then I'm going home. This shirt will be fine." I didn't think it'd be a topic of the first segment.
No, I need to. Come here, where I can get the dad's weekend part.
There you go.
I can't get your fanny, which will
upset. Now, why would you want a picture of it? You've never seen someone wear a shirt that says, like, dad's weekend, mom's weekend?
I've seen mom's weekend, but not dad's weekend.
Irregardless, it's a very nice blouse.
Irregardless is not a word.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it's not a word, I don't believe.
Right to Twitter.
It's not a blouse. It's simply a shirt.
What size is that?
I expect it's a large. I need the large for the shoulders.
Large, tall. With the bench pressing lately.
Yep.
Hey, guys, the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. Doug, let me give you a little hinty-hinty. They tinty-tinty so you don't have to squinty-squinty.
I understand that.
That's Get Tinted STL. Check them out at gettintedstl.com or call them 314-406-8489. At 7:40, we have the WWE recap with Mr. Larry Nickel. At 8 o'clock, we have Nick Kyprios of Rogers Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. He's a hockey analyst. He was the first to report Ken Hitchcock's return on Twitter last night. 8:30, Rick Hummel, the Hall of Fame reporter for the Post-Dispatch, of course. He is up there in Milwaukee. And then at 9 o'clock, a special guest, Doug, one of your favorite spots, Llewellyn's Pub, Chris Marshall from Llewellyn's Pub in studio. Bringing food, and we'll explain a new promotion in which our listeners can win some cool prizes. How about
that? Sweet action. And the big prize is a really great one, too.
What's that?
It looks like it's a trip to spring training with us.
Ooh.
To be on the radio and cover the Cardinals.
That's one of the biggest moments of the year for the program.
That could be.
Bowsy gets to go down and hang with all the people at PGA National.
Even if you didn't really want to be with us, just a week down there is pretty fun.
No doubt.
Also, the text of the day, a free roast beef sandwich at Lion's Choice, and the email of the day, Junior, you'll love this, two free rounds and a cart at Normandy. We have the Sea Monster here. We have Plowsy as well. It's the last day of the month of May. Correct, Doug? So the standings are what again? In terms of the
sea
email
monster?
Of the month?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you do.
I don't.
You've got, going into the final day here, Chuck. You have Stephen Wildwood with the sole lead at 5 wins for the month of May. Hot on his trail, tied for second, Misty Plops and Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Oh,
both
wow.
have 4, and one of them could force a tie this morning.
So let me ask you, Sea Monster, if we have a tie situation, what happens then?
Well, we'll have to go to a sudden death tomorrow.
Okay.
Between the two that are tied.
And what did we say the prize was for the month?
Cardinal tickets.
Oh,
okay. Nice.
Sure. Well, that is a treat.
And speaking of those Redbirds, 6-0 win yesterday, Doug. Yesterday in Milwaukee. Your take?
Well, I didn't watch it. I didn't actually watch a minute of it. Did you?
I did. I watched most of it.
Good. You can talk about it.
All right, your take. The Brewers aren't very good. Brewers aren't that good, really.
Brewers are not very good. No. Carlos Martinez was fantastic. 8 shutout innings, 8 strikeouts, only gave up 5 hits. Matt Holliday hit a ball out of the stadium.
Out of the stadium?
466 feet out of Miller Park to left center.
He hit it out the opposite field? He hit it out of the stadium?
Well, no, he's right-handed, so.
Matt Carpenter?
Didn't I say Matt Holliday?
You did say Matt Holliday.
Oh, I said Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, Matt Holliday hit a ball 466 feet out of the stadium. Matt Carpenter was 4 for 5 with a couple of doubles and 3 runs.
Yes, he was.
Well, let me ask both of you, because, Doug, you're here every day, or virtually every day, and you got to talk about him. This is a team, to me, that is going to hang around 500 ball and either going to make a push towards the end and get in the playoffs as the wild card, or we're not going to have playoff baseball for the first time. I don't see them getting on an extended run. I don't think they're going to challenge the Cubs, and I think it's a wild card situation. Am I wrong? Am I right?
Oh, no.
What do you think?
I think that's definitely going to be the case. The Cubs are running away with it. They've won 6 in a row again.
They're 9.5
nine
up
and
on
a
the
half
cards.
Ahead of the Cardinals.
6.5 up on the Pirates.
But they're not double digits.
Well,
9.5.
Who cares about double digits? The
it's
Cardinals
not June 1st yet.
Cardinals are 3 games out of the wild card spot.
Yeah.
Is all.
So I mean, that's just to me a big difference from what we've had for so long here. That instead of being the team that would have to falter to not make the playoffs, they're going to have to do something probably a little extraordinary after the trade deadline, August 1st this year. I mean, it's to me, it's kind of a ho-hum year. I don't know. Maybe part of it's the Blues, too.
My standard is always, my team doesn't have to win it every year. I just want them in the hunt.
Okay.
I want every game to count. So that you go deep in September and the games still count and you're still into it all.
Right.
And I think they're going to be that. I think they can hang in the wild card hunt with these other teams.
I agree.
I don't think they can stay with the Cubs. I think the Cubs are en route to maybe a historically good season for them anyway.
Yeah.
But they've got everything. Their pitching is just unbelievable. And some of their hitters haven't even got it cranked up really the way you would expect. So I don't think they have much of a chance to catch the Cubs. But I think they have every chance to get a wild card spot.
Agreed. And I think they'll be in the hunt all season long.
For that wild
And again, card. if they don't get the wild card, I think you're going to have 6 months of interesting baseball, which that's what the second wild card has produced for a lot of teams. I mean, teams even like the Phillies and the Marlins this year might be in it down close to the end. A text coming in, and it's from Dan in O'Fallon. He says the Cardinals did a LMB on the Brew Crew, 6-0.
An LMB.
Lydia Moss Bradley.
Oh, okay.
See what he did there?
Yeah, I don't. I didn't catch that because I don't think the woman is guilty.
Like also, Stephen Wildwood says, please don't say that Misty is hot on my trail. So that's for you, Sea Monster.
All right. That's just a little phrase we probably ought to strike from the conversation.
Who won last month? Do we know that?
Oh, I can pull up for the whole year here for you, Jeff.
Wasn't Cucky on a real roll?
Yeah, Cucky got hot.
Yeah.
Especially when the Blues were going good.
So let's go back to the
slowed his roll
standings
a little bit.
Here. Your January winner was Misty Plops with 4.
Mm-hmm.
Your February winner was also Misty Plops.
Wow.
This was an impressive month. 7 wins.
That's big.
And February, a short month as it is. March was the Cucky the Dwarf show. He won with 6. And in April, boy, it was a close one. Cucky the Dwarf had 6, but lost to Misty Plops, who had 7.
Mm. So Plops has won 3 months.
He's already won 3 months this year.
Wow.
He's up for Player of the Year.
Already.
Award, yep.
Yep, at the August banquet.
Mm-hmm.
The August banquet. Love it. Also love Acorns Golf Links, Doug.
Oh,
they have the beer garden. Yeah. It's great for bachelor parties.
Mm-hmm.
And the 18th hole there, the beer garden overlooks 18. And you can heckle the groups of golfers if you have the bachelor party going. You know, it's family-owned and operated. You have Ryan and the great staff there. They pride themselves, Doug, in maintaining and continually improving a beautiful course. Gorgeous country setting for golf. Over 65 species of birds have been identified. What's your favorite species, Doug?
Oh, I'd say the cardinal.
Okay.
The cardinal.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, it's the male that's bright red, of course.
Sure.
What's the female?
Female is kind of off-colored. You wouldn't even recognize it as a cardinal sometimes if you didn't see it. Oh. But they have them out there at the Acorns.
They do. It's just a short 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details or a tee time. 6,700 yards in Zoysia Fairways. You can visit the Acorns bar area. You tell me where else in the area. You can get a $2 beer, not to mention they have 12 different drought beer options.
Draft beer.
Why is it spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T?
Well, that word is draft.
Is it?
Yes.
Sea monster.
Drought would have an O in it.
Sea monster. Is that pronounced
I'm not
draft?
It up.
I know you're right.
Why is it D-R-A-U-G-H-T?
There's no drought at the Acorns.
That's how you spell draft beer.
Sea monster, is that accurate?
We used to ask him sea monster.
That's not how you spell draft. You spell draft D-R-A-F-T.
I'm going to plead the fifth on this.
That'd be a baseball draft.
D-R-A-F-T.
I guess a draft beer is...
I think it's the same.
No, it's not. No.
I'm going to have to look that
up.
Either way.
Well, I know it's not
Several big
beer.
Screens to enjoy after your round. It's Acorns Golf Links.
Have you played out there, Jay?
Yeah, it's a good spot. You can drive the 18th green. People can sit there and watch. They've got a number of different shorter holes that Charlie's still confused about the drought. But it's a good spot. I like and the good family.
I've been out there. I haven't played. I've been out there. It is a nice looking course.
Yes.
And it's not that far. You think, well, it's a water. It's like 20 minutes from the JB Bridge.
Yeah. I mean, people think about driving over to play Far Oaks or Gateway or whatever. This, you go 270 and take that, 255, and you're right there.
When I was there, they said, you know what? I said, what's the course record? Because I need to know whenever I...
They don't have a course record.
No course record, and they'd like one to be established.
Well, I know that after you did the spot, a couple of people, 85 was the course record for a while. They finally got it established.
What is it now?
I don't know. We'd have to get an update. Maybe Sea Monster can call out there and say, hey, what's the course record?
A typical course record would be, what, high 60s?
No, lower than that usually. I mean, where I grew up at Glen Echo, Dick Shaper, the longtime head pro, shot 63, 8 under par. I think Normandy, where I spent some time, I think Taz Berry shot 62 there. 9 under, yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, I looked it up. The
it's
spelling
draft.
in America should be D-R-A-F-T, even for draft beer. In the UK, it should be spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T. We're in the United States of America. This copy should say D-R-A-F-T.
And did you saw that online where it said in America.
Yes.
It should be D-R-A-F-T.
I typed in D-R-A-U-G-H-T, and one of the first things in Google that came up was D-R-A-U-G-H-T versus D-R-A-F-T and why it's spelled differently, although the pronunciation is the same.
So, like Miller Genuine Draft that they sell, that is spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
Boy, that's something we need to look up, and we need to look it up right now.
I mean...
But you don't drink Miller anyway.
No, none of that beaver piss, no.
No offense
to my friend B-Nail.
I've seen about 5 different sites. They all say, in America, make America great again, it is spelled D-R-A-F-T.
Okay.
So I want this copy
including
changed.
Miller Genuine
and
Draft.
I want someone fired.
Well, the copy is okay. It's not. It doesn't say drought beer. You said drought beer.
Say drought.
It's okay.
You said drought.
I've never in my life known that word is spelled draft.
You're kidding.
Dead serious.
You're kidding.
Do you think I would have read that?
It doesn't look like it should be
had
draft.
Had I thought differently?
It doesn't look like it should be draft.
Right.
But you would have known it.
Well, I did, but that, you know, there's other things that I've stumbled upon, Jay. So
I understand.
I'm not gonna get on him too badly.
But, I mean, when you see a beer list...
Yeah, when you're talking about beer, you think that...
When you see a beer list at an establishment, it usually doesn't say, like, first round draft, D-R-A-F-T. It says draft, D-R-A-U-G-H-T.
Now, I thought draft was like, we're going to pour it into a glass as opposed to drinking out of a bottle.
You're correct.
But then
they put bottles...
draft comes in a bottle.
Well, it's all changed.
The world's upside down, Jay.
It sure is. Look at the election.
That's so true. And to kind of help us solve it all and fix it, we'll go to Mike Lee on the appliance discounter phone lines. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Yes.
I got a new girl.
Oh, good. Who is it now?
I saw the picture, a nice brunette-looking gal. Where was the picture taken? Mike was getting a kiss.
I'm lucky, so. Like I say, past Friday I went home from work, and some girl screamed at me. They saw me in the aisle. They said, hey, Mike, stop. Won't take a picture of me.
Huh. This was at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, and they come to Steak and Shake Saturday night. Right through and say, hey, Mike, Them girl.
Nice.
They know where I work at.
And oh, yeah.
And so have you met the girl? Did you go out with her? Or what happened?
One of the girls gave me a kiss. I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw it.
Right there at Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Every time when I come home from Steak and Shake, I ride home from right on out of some girls say, Mike Lee.
Nice.
They know who I am.
Well, you're a popular guy, fella.
And I got a new girl called me. I'm talking to the new girl.
Well, what do you do with girls like Penny?
Penny and Sarah.
I'm not going to tell Penny. Penny says she still love me, but she didn't see the new girl kiss me, so she didn't see that one.
What if Penny's listening right now? What's she going to think?
I hope not.
Well, I hope not, too.
I hope not.
For your case, I hope not.
And for hers.
Her best friend listened to that station. Remember what KMOX, her name Carrie.
Right. Right, well, they'll be disappointed in you when you're on the show bragging about meeting a new girl, Mike.
Everywhere I go, I could get girl.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
I know. Yeah, I've seen it personally.
I understand that, yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
I know. You're a handsome man.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You don't get no girl.
Well, now, why would you say that, Mike?
You get a little baby girl.
Put him down! Put him down!
You can't say baby girl?
He got you, though.
I think the insinuation probably was
something wrong.
Saying, yes. Okay. Mike Lee's been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name just now went into the Ragazzi's suspension logule. They have a steam table at Ragazzi's.
Excuse me?
It's open 11 to 2 for a quick lunch. Called a steam table. Cafeteria style. 13 different options, all for $8.50. $49.45 Daggett on the Hill.
What is a steam table?
I guess it's a little table where they keep the food hot.
Oh, okay.
Cafeteria style.
Oh, all right.
$8.50.
This is at Ragazzi's.
Right there on the hill.
With the fishbowl people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Home of the $5 fishbowl.
Doug, your buddy Barnhart Brawler, you guys have the same political leanings.
No, we don't.
He's texting in saying, this show sucks. I miss Tim. Where's Tim? This show sucks. When's Tim coming back?
Okay, Barnhart Brawler's been suspended.
Tim will probably be back next week, and then he'll be gone probably 4 or 5 more weeks over the summer.
Marky Mark texting in and saying, Charlie, why don't you look up the word drown and then act it out?
That's mean-spirited there.
That's not nice.
Hey, guys, has Jay, this is a question for you, Jay. Mm-hmm. You taking questions? Hey, guys, has Jay ever seen an alligator on the golf course before?
Yes. Oh. There's a Facebook picture that's floating around about seeing this was a huge gator. I was at the Walt Disney World Resort, the Magnolia Golf Course, the 17th hole. There was a gator about 4 feet long that had been eaten. I mean, bitten in half. And they bring the grounds. I knew I'm going to tell you. By a bigger gator.
Oh.
And so it caused a little stir for the people there at Disney World on the golf course. And they actually found what they thought was the other gator and sent it to some zoo or to some place where people pet it. I don't know.
I don't think they pet it.
Well, probably
sometimes
not.
Sometimes they wrestle alligators.
They do wrestle them.
You get on top of them, and then you hold their jaws.
I don't know about getting on top of them.
But that's how they do it.
They come up from behind, and they sit on their back. They do what?
They come up from behind them, and they sit down on the back of the alligator, and then they hold their snoot
that's
together.
Top.
Because they can't really raise their mouth. They can clamp it down, but they can't raise it. So then they hold their – and then if they can, they put gaffer's tape around.
Well, you, of course, spent all that time in Miami, so.
I never saw a gator on the course.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times, but the most notable was when a 4-footer was basically eaten in half, and that was by a big gator. Huh.
Speaking of animals and animal rights, Doug, I'd like your take because it's been all over social media. This gorilla, this gorilla was put down.
Hombre, the gorilla.
Hombre?
Yeah, it's what my
like Alan Hombre was put down apparently, Doug, in the Cincinnati Zoo because a young child climbed in the gorilla pit and then fell in a moat. And then the gorilla kind of scooped up the kid, and then the gorilla was put down to save the kid's life. And you got animal rights people, you have people saying the parent was wrong, they have to watch their kid. Doug, how would you have acted in that situation?
Yeah, what would you have done?
I'm surprised they don't have some kind of tranquilizer gun.
A tranq dart?
Yeah, that would take a quick effect. Somebody said they do, but that might have made the gorilla angry. then they wouldn't have known.
A tranquilizer gun, the initial tranquilizer when he gets shot.
Yeah, I guess right when he got shot, right. But that would have made him angry, and then he might have done something. I don't know. The whole story is just really sad.
Yeah,
sad thing. I mean, can you imagine if that was your kid? I don't think there's a whole lot of records where gorillas have attacked humans, but they're just so darn strong, and a kid that small, they wouldn't have to try to be attacking them to hurt them real badly.
Well, I don't know that there have been that many instances where there's a kid in a gorilla cage.
No, but I mean, people have interacted with gorillas
in the
wild.
Oh, yeah,
they generally don't attack people.
No, they seem more like docile animals, or
like,
somewhat.
Like gorillas in the mist.
Right.
Yeah. But how you have a zoo.
How could the kid get up on the.
Where you're allowed to fall into the cage?
I mean, did the kid climb the thing? Did his kids put him. I mean, did his parents put him on top of the deal?
I did not read any articles on the topic. The fact that everybody on Facebook and Twitter is forming to one side or the other of the allegiances for. Now, obviously, it's just a horrible situation.
It's well,
the one thing.
And people are saying that the
animal. It would have been worse if the kid would have died.
Right, but people are saying that the animal shouldn't have died. Like, are we really going to choose the animal over a human being? Is that really an argument?
I hope not. It may be for some, but.
But that's what I've seen. And we understand the parent acted wrong. The parents should have been watching the kid. There should have clearly been better safety mechanisms there to keep people out of the cage. But are we really talking about deciding between a human being and an animal, even though we all love animals and we all love endangered species?
No, we shouldn't. It's
you take
horrible.
The kid over the animal, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, I just want to make sure.
What if the kid, though, was really annoying?
Well, you still got to take the kid. Maybe he'll grow out of it. Could be a phase.
Good point. Hey, Doug, one of your favorite spots, Bertarelli Paper Company?
And cutlery.
Yeah, and cutlery, but also paper company.
Yeah, they do a lot of paper.
Selling fine equipment for the domestic and professional kitchen. Mm-hmm. All your favorite kitchen tools, gadgets, and gizmos from the names you love and trust. Quality products at quality prices. Free local delivery, no minimum order. You can register paper, gloves to go containers, trash can liners. It's Bertarelli Cutlery as well as the paper company, as Jay discussed. Wide array of sharpening solutions for the professional kitchen. They sharpen and service knives, slicer blades, mixers, and much more. Service all major brands of food prep equipment. No business is too big or... See, look at this. This is why this bothers me.
Or too small.
Yeah, but that's not there.
Did it say drought or draft?
Look at this. Doug, I'm reading this for the first time.
Yeah.
No business is too big or too for their family service.
That's right.
Sea Monster.
Yep.
There's landmines all over this copy. And next time drought draft is there, I want it phonetically spelled. Okay. I want it phonetically spelled. Either way, no business too big or too small for their family service. Highest quality cutting boards on the market. Go visit The Hill and check out their showroom. Mention us and receive one free knife sharpening with $5 in-store purchase.
I'm going to do that. I was thinking about Bertarelli yesterday. I got to get my my lawnmower blade sharpened. They do that kind of stuff, too.
They do the lawnmower blades?
Yeah. They say that really helps when you cut your grass. Sometimes you have unexplained brown spots in your yard, and sometimes that's because the blade is not real sharp.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
You need a good clean cut, Jay.
Well, I understand that.
For a nice swath.
I think so.
You know, you were mentioning the zoo thing. I don't know if you were talking about Facebook people. That lovely caller, Jordan, you know I've got a thing for her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She posted, she says, okay, getting a little annoyed and fired up on the Cincinnati Zoo debacle from many of my friends back in Cincinnati. Here's another angle. I keep saying, well, we wouldn't have an issue if the poor animals weren't trapped in a zoo to begin with. Fight against zoos, blah, blah, blah. Zoos are incredible for animals, endangered and not. For many reasons, animals will not be subject to starvation due to droughts, droughts, changes in habitat, etc. So Jordan got fired up. She's a really good-looking girl.
I don't think that has anything to do with her point here.
Well, I think it should.
I think there's a lot of animals that are probably much more comfortable in a zoo than it would be in the wild, running for their life every minute of their day. They probably don't realize that.
No, I don't know that they realize.
But there are a lot of them. You know, they're very much a part of the food chain.
What animals do you think are better off in the zoo than would be in the wild?
Like a penguin. It's so darn cold up there where the penguins are. They're probably thrilled to be down here.
But
it's like they're on vacation year-round. Kidding me?
Over thousands of years, that species has adapted to those surroundings.
Yeah, how about something like a tapir?
A who?
A tapir. You know, it's like a big African pig.
Like tapered jeans?
I'm sure there's... No, you've heard of a taper. It's got this big, long...
I've never heard of a taper.
You haven't?
Never.
Well, look it up.
I also...
Something like that is just prime
what's
food.
A taper?
I also thought drought was...
draft.
The correct pronunciation.
Yeah, I don't know.
What is taper a real animal?
You guys in the zoological sciences?
Taper.
Yes, T-A-P-I-R. Taper. It's like a big pig. I mean, they've just got a target
You're
on their back.
You're making stuff
I
up
mean,
now.
They got a target on their back for lions and things like that.
What's it called?
A taper.
And how do you spell it?
I believe it's T-A-P-I-R.
T-A-P-I-R.
You've never heard of that?
No, but it is an animal.
What? No kidding.
Doug, you'll like this text here. It's from the unnamed. It's 314, though. The top 1% of gorillas are attacking the bottom 99% of our children.
Okay. Yeah. I was at the St. Louis Zoo once looking at the big cat country, and some kid close to us, his wind blew and his hat blew into the... blew down into Big Cat Country, and one of the lions went and got it.
And gave it back to him?
Started chewing on it, and they were going to throw the kid out of the zoo. They said, you know, they could...
Because he got the hat in there.
Yeah, they said an animal could choke on that. You could have killed the animal with a hat. You can't throw anything in there, or you're out. And he said, I didn't throw it. It blew off my hand. He may have thrown it.
He said
he blew off his
hand. He could have been one of those prankster children.
Could have been.
In discussion of Color Jordan, Stephen Wildwood texting and saying, yes, good-looking people usually have great opinions.
Yeah, I mean...
I agree with that.
It helps. You're more likely to listen to the opinion. If the
she had the picture of the weekend on Facebook. That's all I'll say.
As a guy, though, me and my cousin and I were joking about this one day where he was telling a story or I was telling a story, and you say, you know, some woman at work, and the next question from the other person is always, well, is she hot? Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with the story. Do you know
Absolutely
what I'm saying?
Not.
But it's always asked
it's
by
always.
The guy. It has nothing to do, like, you're like, well, no, or yes, but that doesn't matter with what I'm trying to tell you right now in this particular story.
You could
but
be
that's
getting,
always a question.
You sure. could be up for murder, and you tell your friend, well, I hired this female attorney to help me get off the murder case. And how'd she look?
That is always the first question.
Is that shallow of us?
No.
You don't think it is?
No, I don't.
Probably not.
I mean, it may be.
It's just the way things are, that's all.
Around this place, around this show.
Oh, maybe it's just us.
I think it might be.
Okay.
Hey, he's on the phone a little early here. The WWE recap is supposed to be at 7:40, but let's welcome in Larry Nickel. He's on the line a little early. Maybe has a class today. We'll figure that all out. Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, guys.
Oh, you sound down.
I'm not, but I got an official announcement.
Uh-oh.
You know,
uh-oh.
I got to beg a little bit early.
Okay.
As of last Monday, I am the official intern of a local wrestling promotion named Dynamo Pro Wrestling.
Huh. Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not really a class. I'm getting hands-on training from the media department of Dynamo Pro Wrestling.
So what do you have to do? You have to put on a wrestling singlet and get in the squared circle and let these guys throw you around a little bit?
He said media.
No, that's not that. They don't let me do that.
Oh.
So you're
go ahead.
Larry, you're out trying to get the word out about the wrestling, maybe looking for sponsors, trying to let people know what's going on with Dynamo.
Yeah, that's how I deal with normally, you say they don't do that kind of stuff, Jay.
No, we're just not in an advertising situation. Larry wanted us to advertise for Dynamo Pro Wrestling, and it's not quite where we're at yet.
Okay. Well, where are they? Is that up in Alton? Is that where that goes on?
No. No, it's over there on that side of the river in Missouri, like at the former Seven Bar and Grill and the Ready Room, which was last weekend. And sometimes they might put on a show. And whatever.
I thought Wood River,
whatever.
And Grill. Yeah.
I thought you said whatever.
All right. So these are people trying to work their way to the WWE. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Have any of them made it yet?
No, but there's a couple of wrestlers who wrestle for another wrestling promotion called Ring of Honor, which, by the way, will be in Collinsville this coming Friday.
In Collinsville on Friday?
Yes.
Nice.
Was that where you'd like to have your career, Larry, in the wrestling business?
You're darn tootin', Doug.
All right, sorry. Okay.
Well, Larry, let's do this WWE recap. First of all, we have an open for it.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE wrestling recap with our CBS Sports 920 Wrestling Insider, Larry Nickel, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 920 and InsideSTL.com.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Great open. It was a great show last night, or so I heard. Or usually is, I should say, Doug, as you know as well. Last night, you had a lot to watch on TV. You had Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Right.
You had Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals.
Sure.
It's important that you say final in hockey, right, and finals, because the NHL, they get mad about that.
Okay.
So we'll play the clip, and then Larry will break it down for us. The clip, please.
All right, hit the
John Cena! I have been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Judging by the sound of it, so has everyone else.
Here's the thing. I know we've been in two different worlds, but here we are right now in this very ring. I just wanted to come out here and be one of the first to say, welcome back.
Oh my God, Anderson and Gallows have... Guys,
whoa.
Right hand, and Anderson and Gallows, three on one buggy. For the love of God, AJ Styles just punched Cena in the face, and now Anderson and Gallows have something of his will.
Unbelievable, Doug.
Sounded like somebody landed a lot of right hands.
Somebody got punched in the face. Larry, what happened? What happened last night?
Okay, here's the deal. Last night, yesterday was Memorial Day, as you all know, and John Cena made his return to Monday Night Raw, which, by the way, I found out that he was sporting a Ellen patch on his cargo shorts.
What does that mean, an Ellen patch?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, well, why would he sport an Ellen DeGeneres patch on his shorts?
He goes on the show a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then AJ Styles comes out and saying that he's glad John Cena's back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, which, by the way, Luke Gallows is on his second go-around with the WWE, they come out, and AJ is blowing John Cena into a false sense of security because there was going to be a quote-unquote impromptu tag match. And then when John Cena turns around and takes his T-shirt off, AJ Styles blindsides him. And that's when Gallows and Anderson get in the ring, and that is where the 3-on-1 mugging took place.
Okay.
Interesting.
What does this mean for the organization?
Nice question.
Organization.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter how you say that word, but anyway, right. John Cena's back. And
it's just like Drought.
Back.
Go ahead, sorry.
Don't worry.
No, and that means he's probably going to be working his way back into title contention for either the United States Championship or the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, which, by the way, in about 2.5 weeks, Roman Reigns will defend the WWE World Heavyweight Championship against a guy who never lost it in the first place, Seth Rollins, at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view in Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's about time the writers got together and matched those two guys up in a pretend fight.
What do you mean, writers?
Doug.
Yep.
Don't maybe say pot it down.
All right.
All he did.
No, just say it. Just say it.
Pot it down, Doug.
There
pot
you go.
It down.
Sorry.
Hey, Larry, before we let you go, can we have the top five countries in the world, please?
Okay, top five countries.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Russia.
All right.
Controversial choice.
Kind of our enemy.
Okay. Number four.
All right.
Jerusalem.
Who?
City. That's a city.
Who? What did he say?
Jerusalem.
Oh.
It's a city. It's not a country.
It is not a city.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's a matter of opinion. Just like draft.
Like, Yeah. Number three, Israel.
Israel and Jerusalem.
Both got in there.
Yeah, he died in Tooting. Number two, North Korea.
North Korea possibly be the second best country in the world. How is that possible?
We have the Axis of Evil in the top five here.
And, of course, number one, United States of America.
America.
Okay.
Lair, I did want to ask you, I noticed last week you were not pleased with Timberfake. Is that been cleared up, or what's going on? That was on the fan page.
Yeah, it's been cleared up.
Okay.
Well, what happened? Why were you at loggerheads?
Apparently, I found out that said person is being a total D-bag.
Yeah.
And then I got a reality check from Mike Lee's buddy, Cletus.
Mm.
And then he told me to lay off Kirby. Also, another person who gave me a reality check was my walking buddy, Chrissy Runnergirl.
Chrissy Runnergirl.
All right.
Go on. So, what did she do?
She told me about the same thing that Cletus told me in layoffs Timberfake.
Okay.
Not to take it too serious.
No.
Right.
You got it, Larry.
Well, Larry, thanks for the call, buddy, and God bless you and these United States of America, and have a great week, and we'll talk with you next Tuesday.
I will. God bless you guys. God bless CBS Sports 105.10 HD2 920 AM and SIFTL.com. And God bless America.
All right,
there we go. The great Larry Nichol.
Dynamo Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Joining us there on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, Doug.
That was a tough one when I got the first. He did a Facebook post, and second was an instant message. Could Normandy sponsor Dynamo Pro Wrestling?
Oh.
And we're just not, even though the FDO, the Free Dotem Open, was the second major of the year after the Masters. We're just not quite there yet. Maybe by the fall.
If you think about the return on investment possibilities, though, you may want to reconsider.
Yeah, I mean,
because I had just heard of Dynamo today, sure,
right,
but it could grow quickly.
When you think Dynamo Pro Wrestling, you do start to think golf a little bit.
Yeah. I would think the demographics are right there.
Right.
You look at some of the finest country clubs in the St. Louis area.
They host a lot of matches.
A lot of the CEOs go from playing at Belle Reve or Old Warson right to the east side to the Dynamo Pro Wrestling event.
That is kind
happens
of
that's all the time, all too frequently.
Yes, some of the clubs are very disappointed because they're trying to have more dinner business.
Right.
And people are instead of having dinner, they're going to DPO or DPW.
Would you ever go to one of those
for a fee?
The bargain,
yeah,
you'd
for
have to
a
get
fee.
Paid.
Well, I mean something or free beer.
Yeah,
drought beer.
Yes, I would ask for free drought beer.
In all seriousness, that's how I thought it was pronounced.
You're not messing around.
Why would I say it?
It makes some sense. If you were in a drought, you would like a beer.
No, it's spelled differently, though.
It's not
spelled.
Spelling.
It's not spelled. It's not spelled like that drought.
You may not want to hear that, Chuck, but I'm on your side on this one.
I'm fine with admitting that I did not know that that was draft, D-R-A-F-T. This is the United States of America.
Sure.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
This is how we say it, and this is how we spell it.
But for no, it's not. It's not how it's been spelled in the beer world, though, Chuck.
All I'm saying is, it's like a Canada United States thing with defense defense.
Center.
All right, in the United States of America, we say defense, and we spell draft D R A F T.
Okay. Now I just typed in D R A F T beer, and instead of coming up D R A F T beer, it comes up. D-R-A-U-G-H here.
Does it really?
Beer. It just, so I know you're upset about it. And you feel,
oh, I'm not upset at all.
Okay.
But everything that I Googled said that is the pronunciation, or excuse me, that is the spelling in the UK.
It does D-R-A-U-G-H-T. Say in America it's spelled draft beer, but I usually see it as drought.
I'll take the L, and Plowsy along with me, if he had read that read live, he would have been the butt of the jokes. I wish he would have, I'll take it. I've made much worse
Whose idea
mistakes.
Was it to start spelling words in ways that they're not pronounced, like draft, D-R-A-U-G-H-T? It doesn't spell draft.
I think it was Mike Claiborne. I think he said, let's go ahead and change
it. Krzyzewski's on board with that.
Yeah, Coach K.
And the word colonel makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
C-O-L-O-N-E-L? That does not spell colonel.
Uh-uh.
This is pretty funny. Rick Wamsley texting in saying, I went floating in a route over the weekend.
That is good.
Hey, Doug, Garrison's River Resort, speaking of floating in a raft.
Well, there's a seamless transition right there.
You got you got caller Adam, and you ought to go on a float trip this summer. Garrison's River Resort in Steelville is your summer getaway destination for rafting, canoeing, camping, and more. Campsites have electrical hookups. You can camp out under the stars, rest comfortably in a ranch house, or sleep a large group in a bunkhouse. Don't feel like packing a bunch of food and supplies, Doug? Check out the BBQ Splash Package and let them do the cooking. If you make your reservations at Garrison's 2 weeks in advance, you'll receive 20% off when mentioning CBS Sports Radio. Book online at www.garrisonscanoe.com or give them a call at 1-800-367-8945. Nice little float trip
I don't generally go rafting, but if I did, I would go right there at Garrison's. But I wouldn't really want to stay in the bunkhouse. I'd rather be in that little...
you'd do well in the
bunkhouse. They have a ranch house there?
They have a ranch house?
Yeah, that sounds a little better.
That's especially good for older people. Once you get older, you get the degenerative hips. You don't want to have to go up and down stairs and all that.
I don't have the hip problem just yet.
Well, yeah, you just turned... Saying, I can't say how old you are because you get mad about
it. I assume in a bunkhouse they've got bunk beds. And do you want to be crawling up to the second floor,
second bunk.
Top bunk? I don't really want to be sleeping on the top bunk. What if you fall out?
That's a good point.
So you'd go bottom bunk before top bunk?
I would prefer that, yeah.
Okay.
Now, in the old fraternity house, Sigma Nu days, we'd stack three beds, one on top of the...
Triple!
Three of them. And the guy up top had maybe 6 inches of clearance between his face and the ceiling. So the lower you were, the lower your numbers were in the fraternity... the more likely you were to have to sleep like 6 inches away from the ceiling. Gets a little warm up there, too, at times.
Yes.
And that's the fraternity shirt you're wearing here for Dad's weekend?
No.
It's on Twitter.
I like that
this
shirt. I was just joking.
I get it.
You're the dad. I understood the concept of you being the dad in this particular situation.
What they charge you for that, what do you think?
The shirt?
Yeah.
$30.
Probably twice what it should have been. Yeah.
Well, it all
probably
goes to
30
the fraternity.
Or so, yeah.
Right. Goes to beer.
Yeah.
Trout beer. Hey, we have some fun with audio. We have the WWE clip that we, of course, just played. And Plowsy back there, we haven't really talked with you much today. We have a David Letterman clip. We have Hawk Harrelson going on a rant, the White Sox broadcaster. And then, Doug, I know you didn't watch last night, and I know you're big on The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit.
I recorded it. I'll be watching it this evening.
I did as well. I have to admit, I did not watch at all last season. For whatever reason, my schedule changed, and I didn't think it was that good, so I didn't watch at all the JoJo season, but now that she's the Bachelorette, I happened to watch the first two episodes.
All right.
And this dude, Chad, on the show.
Yeah.
And now you can make fun of me, whatever you want, all the people out there that say this show sucks. This show is actually awesome because of this dude, Chad. He is the greatest Bachelor, Bachelorette villain in the history of the show. He is such an a-hole that, like, you can't not... watch him. And all the dudes already hate him two episodes in.
It's two episodes.
He hates all of them. He doesn't make, he rips on them right to his face. Like he says, like, I'm not even trying to make friends with you. He's constantly going and trying to get extra time with JoJo, which you'd expect. Like, that's what you're trying to do. Mm. You're trying to meet the girl. All these dudes are mad at the fact that he's trying to spend time with her, and they confront him. And I think there's going to be fights and all that. They're kind of previewing episodes where people are bleeding, all that. Mm. I'm telling you, this dude, Chad, the second he gets voted off, or he doesn't get a rose, I'm not going to watch anymore.
That's it
this
for you.
This dude is so entertaining.
You think it's an act?
No, I think he's one of these. He's a good-looking dude. He has a good job. He has money. He's super confident.
How is he
and
when
he's just,
with
he's
JoJo?
He's so arrogant.
Is he good when he's with JoJo?
He's a different dude. He's a totally different dude. He plays the nice guy card. And unfortunately, his mother passed away, I guess, 6 months ago. So... that was last night. He had the conversation with JoJo and told her that. And
but then he's a jerk around
but
everybody
But that's
else.
Probably not true either.
He's a total D-bag.
He probably made that
But
up.
It makes for outstanding television. I don't know what clip we have here. Why don't we play the Bachelorette clip? Alex and Chad get in a heated argument, Doug.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Hey, Chad. What's up? You're just doing all types of snaking. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably making, like, move 10. She's probably getting creeped out. She's probably getting creeped out.
F*** you then, man.
I don't care.
I gave her time, man.
But I know you just cut off, what is it, Evan, right? let guys do what they need to do.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you're it's like getting weird that you just are hanging around, lurking around the corner. Just go drink a beer or do whatever you got to do.
Yo. You for real.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Hey, cool, bro. Cool.
Cool, bro.
Just for real. Don't go over there.
Keep that up. You're going to lose your damn teeth.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You think I'm scared of you, bro?
Bro.
I think you are. I think you should be.
I can promise you I'm not scared of you, dude.
I'm telling you,
the most disrespectful dude in this entire house. Every single person here knows it. You're a meltdown.
And Chad's the bad one? Or he's
Chad.
Chad. Okay, I'm looking at him right now.
Do you think when they cast this, they make sure they get a prickly personality or two?
He's a 28-year-old luxury real estate guy.
That sounds like a fun job.
Sounds like he makes some pretty good coin.
She clearly has an issue with blonde-haired gentlemen. Not one of the contestants this year blonde. You think that's a little unfair?
Seems like it. Seems like discrimination.
Okay. I mean, you would have, if you were on, you would have
multi. I would have been eliminated.
You would have been eliminated. You could have never gotten on the show. I just find that, I'm just glancing through all the contestants.
That's what they ought to do. If they have room for 25, they ought to mix in one or two senior citizens or something.
Throw in an old fella. Yeah. Maybe I can get a
chance.
Just
to see how he does.
That would be funny.
Come on, talk feet.
And you know she would feel the need to keep him on.
Right.
Just to be nice.
Like the brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Yeah, there are some oddballs that always get kept on, and you know it's just for
because they just feel for the bad entertainment. Just for the show.
Who was the girl last time that was such a piece of work? The news anchor from Austin?
I can't remember any of the names.
Olivia.
I didn't watch that.
That's who it was, Olivia. Oh, she was such a mess, too. But I'm sure they kept her on because she was so an entertaining mess. Intellectual things were her jam, she said.
Yeah. And Doug, I've said earlier about Acorns Golf Links, but you can't really talk about them too much. The 6,700 yards and the Zoysia fairways and the 12 different draft beer options. And you can check them out. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details or a tee time. Just a short 20 minutes from the JB
Bridge.
How many
species of birds they got over there?
Big number.
Over 65.
Wow.
So that could be 66.
It could be 800.
It could be 89.
A little later in the show, speaking of the Bachelor or Bachelorette, I do want to delve into something that Sea Monster threw out on the show plan today. The question is, how many guys cheat at Bachelor parties? And I would like to get to that a little later in the show.
Okay.
How many cheat at the Bachelor party?
The question is, how many guys...
You're talking about the groom-to-be?
Yes. And I'll just give you a tease before we talk about it later in the show. 1/3 of all grooms-to-be cheat at their bachelor party.
Oh, come on. That's not true.
That's what it says.
And by cheating, you mean what? Going all the way with a sexual...
Whoa, you can't say all the way on the radio.
Oh, not
you can't
on this
say
station,
going all the way.
What defines cheating?
That's always been a question I've had. But, what defines cheating? I've asked her a lot. What defines cheating?
If you go to a strip club, that's not really cheating.
But if you that go to a strip club and you go, you pay $25 extra dollars to get a hand situation.
Oh, geez, Jay.
That might be Jay. I don't mean a pat on the back.
That does not go on at those places.
Well, not unless you know somebody.
Oh, the Barnhart Brawler... Texting in, just saying, is Tim back yet?
Barnhart Brawler has already been suspended. He was already suspended a period of 2 days' time.
You know, is Tim playing poker now, or is that what's going on? Is he doing his poker trip? I know he told me he can't play in the main event this year.
I think that's in July, though.
But he can't play in it because somebody's getting married.
I believe his
something.
Brother is getting married. Yeah.
I believe this is the Venetian Deep Stacks week.
Oh, boy, that's cool.
So, Plowsy.
Venetian Deep Stacks.
Plowsy, since you're on the mic, I gave you a text, sent you a text. What was that? That was, it was Sunday, seeing if you were at Billy G's, and he had just left working there. But I said, are you guys busy? Now, granted, this is probably the in-between time. It was about 5 o'clock. And Plowsy's like, no, we're actually not busy at all. And then I got there a couple hours later. It was probably like 7.
Packed.
And it was just... wall to wall.
Well, if you would have told me, hey, we're going to get there at 7, I probably would have texted you something different, been like, you might need to make a reservation. But the time I left, it was, like you said, the kind of in-between people that are leaving late lunches, people are coming for early dinners, but 7 o'clock is when it pops off.
We got a spot at the bar there and had a few drinks, had a nice appetizer. That place is, that's a great place, and yeah, it's always packed.
They have the best business model ever. Like, they just make so much money, and they're so accommodating to everybody. I think that's why they have a lot of returning customers as well.
So if Doug showed up on Saturday night at 7 without a reservation, Plowsy, and you were working, what happens?
Outside of Greg kicking somebody off of any table that Doug wants, he would be free to do whatever he desires at Billy G's. Okay. That's a fact.
Okay. All right. He's a made man.
Like, Doug, you could hop on the outside patio bar and run around naked in a with a thong on, and they would buy you free drinks all night.
Oh, they would not.
That usually happens.
But they've taken care of us there a few times. That's a great spot.
We had some spinach artichoke dip.
That doesn't sound like what I would order.
No.
Well, it was an appetizer.
All right.
What'd you get for your entree?
We didn't.
Oh.
You didn't try the chicken spadini.
I've had it before. We just weren't that hungry.
Did you have some booze?
We did. Had a couple beers.
Draft?
They were. No. They were. They were both.
Both of you got draft and drought. Beers. She had the drought.
She did. And Doug, again, Acorns Golf Links, they sponsor the,
you can't talk about them
the 7 o'clock hour. Well, you know that it's a three-mention deal here. You mentioned them three times.
You played the 18th hole there, Charlie. The 18th, you can drive the green if you had a good drive.
Yeah, you can.
How far you got to hit it?
Fly on the water.
It's a pretty good hit.
300, three bills.
You got to hit it 300 feet in the air. I've seen that there's a big lake right in front of the.
Maybe 280.
Come on, how many people hit it to carry 280 in the air?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
What percent? 5%?
Max, yeah.
Yeah. So do you go for the green or you?
I would have probably. Last time I played, I did, and I think I hit it in a drink. And now, with me being the popcorn hitter that I am, I don't hit it anywhere anymore. I wouldn't go for it. No.
But that 18,
that's a big hit in the air.
That's a big number.
And that 18, you got the beer garden
right there,
overlooking 18. That's where you get your heckle on.
You know, think there's been people bachelor party hit by balls there, and they're heckling the golfer, and he just really powers one right into the group.
You could. You could do that. It's probably a little less than the 300. You could probably cut it off a little bit and hit it 260, and you might hit him. But the other thing is you get confused sometimes because those people on the side, you think they're at a bachelor party. They're just watching the birds.
With binoculars.
Right.
Over 65 species.
Well, there he goes.
Doug likes
really
that.
They're to play golf. Right. They've got the binoculars.
Bird watching.
Either way, check them out, acornsgolflinks.com. We're going to take our first break, and we're going to talk it over with Nick Kiprios coming up next of Rogers Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. He was the first to report Ken Hitchcock's imminent return to the Blues on a one-year deal that was on Twitter last night. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC studio on CBS Sports Radio 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.